what's going to happen in the next election. I don't know what's going to happen in the next election, he says. But I'll tell you, tonight is the Seder, Seder Leil Pesach. He says, and how can I vote against my conscience and then go to the Seder Leil Pesach? Now that was something that mamish took me. Now I'm sure that the vast majority of people listen to this, even from people who listen to this, Nebuch, Nebuch. That's what they would say, Nebuch. To me, because I'm so involved in trying to define the Koiches HaYetzer, as part of my job as a rabbi, I suppose, but anyhow, it became my hobby. So the fact is that it held for me a tremendous fascination, because the pshat is he has a Yiddishkeit that is so opposite mine that he can imagine that his Torah Ke'ilu, which is of course devoid of 99% of the mitzvahs, but it's moral and it has a sense of the right of the woman to her body and the you know, whatever else comes with all of that. And all of that is saying to him, don't be afraid. Don't worry about your constituency. If your conscience tells you to do something, the Jewish way is to follow your conscience. The Jewish way is to sacrifice expediency for the moral virtue. And he considers this the Yesoda Yesodos of his upbringing in Yiddishkeit. A Yiddishkeit that, of course, has been totally disemboweled, distorted, contorted, and devoid of its emes. But the only way you could get back to the emes is if you rewrite his brain, basically. Because he has completely absorbed this falsha mahalach and identified it as the emes la'amita shel Torah. This is the distillation. It's like, Boch ha'vakuk ve'amid ha'alachas tzadik be'emunoso yichyen. You take the whole Torah and you distill it into one principle. This is his distillation. That you have to be true to your heart, true to your conscience, don't be afraid of others, and, you know, so where does he get that from? Listen, we've been fighting for our principles through anti-Semitism, through Shmad, through all kinds of Hitlers, Yimach Shmam B'Zichram, and we've remained true. So he's going to remain true also. That's Vayelchu Achrei HaHevel Vayebalu. That's the point. And that's the difference between someone who can watch a ball game and have Hanah and go on with his life, and it's a little tiny corner, and this is something that he enjoys. He enjoys watching people fight with each other, play with each other, whatever it is. So you'll say Bikul Torah. Yeah, maybe it's Bikul Torah, but I could see where a person could put that in a corner and say, I need a little relaxation, a little entertainment, and we can argue about it. But then there's a person that sports is his life. Sports is his life. That is a person, and I always say, the person who enjoys it on occasion for entertainment is not going to put a poster of some ball player on his wall. It's not shaykh. If he puts anything on his wall, he's going to put a picture of Mount Everest or something. I don't know. Whatever people put up on their walls when they have no gedolim. but the fact of the matter is that he puts that picture up on the wall, and especially if you have a teenager that does something like that, those are his heroes. Those are the people that are giving him his values. Now the whole idea is that you only do that if your value system has changed from what the Torah requires. That's a prayer, Hevova Yebol, and so on and so forth. That is why the Gaon says there are two kinds of issues with the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes you know it's the Yetzer Hara. You know him for what he is, but the problem is the heart is weak. The flesh is too willing. And the heart is too weak to counter the flesh. You don't have the koichus to overcome the Yetzer Hara that you have identified in the blackest of terms. There's no question that we are all on the same page that is my Yetzer Hara, but I just don't know how to deal with it. But then there's a Yetzer Hara that convinces you he's a Yetzer Tov. We spoke about that many times. And there's a Yetzer Hara that's neutral. It's life, it's fun, it's this, it's that, it's whatever. But because it has been so successful, you don't even identify it. There's no Bar Plukta here. There's no one to fight, because that has become who we are. Legabi, these two koiches, the Gaon says, one is Eitzah and one is Tushiyah. Eitzah means you know the enemy for what he is. Give me an Eitzah how to deal with it. Tushiyah means, well, let's see. Maybe I have it the other way around. Let's look at it again. He says, Li Eitzah, Li Siyaitzah, Lohavim Pita Yeitzah Hara, Ugvura, Lizgaber Olav Achashiyodea. So he says, Gvura is when you have a knowledge of the Yetzer Hara, but you don't know how to fight him. Let's talk it the other way around. Gvura is when you have to fight him, you need Gvura. When you don't know that he's in control of you, you need the Yetzer to begin with. So, Li Yetzer Ugvura. I identify the Yetzer Hara for what he is, and then I have the Gvura. So where do you get all that from, says the Torah? It's in my possession. You can get it from me. The Torah is the source of fighting the evil inclination, and clearly it's the source of having the right mahalom that the Yetzer Hara doesn't dress himself up as your best friend and convinces you that that's the way you should lead your life. So that's what he says is the pasuk in Yeshayahu, because it says Tseyu and Higolu. Those who are in the Choshech need the revelation. Those who have the revelation, they need to be able to have a good pair of boots to kick the Yetzer Hara out. So that's Tseyu, get out. But it's B'choshech. Before you say get out, you need to reveal the Yetzer Hara for what he is. That's the Vilna Gaon's pshat in that pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Mem Tes, and that's his pshat over here. So that's Eitzah, V'Sushiyah, and Gevura. So he says, Eitzah is so what's Toshia? Who Eitzah Eich Leida Hechochma Ulahoitzi Dava Mitoich Dava? Interesting. He learns that since Eitzah and Toshia are together, and Gvura is separate, Eitzah and Toshia are really two levels of Eitzah. Meaning, one is the straightforward Chochma, and the other one is when you need a deeper understanding even. So again, against the Yetzer Hara, sometimes if you just think about it, you'll discover the Yetzer Hara, and sometimes it's not so simple. That requires a deeper Maven Dover Mitav Dover. One is called Eitzah, one is called Toshia, but this is also in the Choshech Higolu mode. In other words, when you don't even know that the Yetzer Hara is there, you have to really find him. So sometimes you find him with one match, there's enough light, and sometimes you need a huge torch. So there's a Maven Dova Mitech Dova requirement sometimes, which is called Tushia. But Gvura, which is mentioned at the end of the Pasuk, that Gvura means what? That I know the Yetzer Hara already, but Nebuch, I'm in his clutches. So how do I fight him? That is Gvura. So we've covered Eitzah, Tushia, Gvura. What's left? Bina. And remember my question, Ani Bina. Why does it say by Bina Ani? Zoktagoy. Ani Bina She'ikar hu lahavin dava mitoich dava. It's completely... So we know that that's what Bina is. Bina is lahavin dava mitoich dava. But we have a few questions here. Number one, it seems, first of all, redundant, because isn't this what he said about Tushia? That it's the extra level of Havana, which is Bina. Secondly, it doesn't explain why it's Ani Bina. Although, the Gaon is giving us the clue, because he says that's the Iker. You see, he knows, how did he know that it's the Iker? It's mentioned in a big list here. There are four items here. How does he know that's the Iker? Because it says Ani. That's my essence. So that's how he knows it's the Iker. But what does it mean? And then he goes further and he says, V'omakan vav dargin, there are vav madregos, and he connects it to the pasuk in Yishayot Perik Yir Aleph that you all know, because we learned it recently. V'nochol av ruch Hashem ruch chokma bina ruch etz gvur odas v'yas Hashem. Before we get to that, let's read the last three, before we get to explain what he means, Iker lahavim dav mitach davar, let's read the last words. V'chein ksiv etzol chokma bina b'shneyem ani, where does it say by Chochma Ani? Exactly. The Vilna Gaon happens to have enough of a memory to remember that Pasuk Yud Beis speaks about Ani, Chochma, uses also the word Ani. Might have been lost on us, but he remembered. Ani chokhma shachanti arma. So he says, wait a minute. When it says li eitz of a sushia ani vina, it doesn't mean that you have to just look at this pasuk exclusively. So in other words, you have chokhma bina, right? And that's what he meant for amakan vav dargin, chokhma das yiras Hashem eitz of bina gvura. Ki eitz of a sushia hakol echad. V'zeu k'mo shekosuv v'nochal av ruach Hashem, ruach chokhma bina ruach eitz of gvura, ruach das yiras Hashem. He says eitzah and tushia are one, and once, why? Because one is discovering the Yetzirah on a lower level, on a simpler level, and the other one is digging deeper and to discover the Yetzirah. So that's called Tushia. But Eitzah and Tushia are basically essentially the same. Once you say that, you discover an interesting thing, that the number of items that are mentioned in the Pasuk and Mishlei, only the Goyim can do something like that. Because he has the authority to say that Eitzah and Tushia can be regarded as one. Even if we had a sense that these words are very similar to the words in the Pasuk Yishayahu, Perek Yud Aleph, we would still say, well, wait a minute, here it's Eitz and Tushia, and we wouldn't know what to do with that. But the Goyim tells us that Eitz and Tushia can be collapsed as one, so therefore it's really a parallel that's exact. So what does it include, however? The Ani Chochma of Pasuk Yud Beis. So he says, V'zeu k'ma shekosuv, v'nocha olav ruach Hashem, ruach chochma, bina, eitza, gvura, das, and yiras Hashem. Those are the words that we find here. Chochma, das, yiras Hashem, eitza, bina, gvura. Exactly. Mamish. Once you collapse Tushia into eitza, you have the exact six madregas of v'nocha olav ruach Hashem. So he goes deeper into it. It's not, we don't have to do that. In the fact of recognizing that Ani is different, there's no question that the Gaon is saying Chochma and Bina is separate and everything else is separate. That's what he says. He says, L'chein k'siv eitzel Chochma Bina b'shneyem ani v'eitzel gvura v'eitzel li. What's the L'chein? What's the L'chein? So there's a footnote from the Mefaresh that what the Gaon says, that by Bina and Chochma is ani, and by Eitz and Tushia and Gvura is Li. So he writes the following words. And then maybe we'll suggest something also. Ki Eitz of Tushia and Gvura koi al ha'odam haloimed. Kloimar, ze haloimed yi eloi Eitz of Tushia and Gvura avobina koi al ha'toira atzma. But this is not from the original wording that's in the name of the Gra. This is a biur of the Gra's words. So what is he saying? That where it says li, what is it referring to? Not the essence of the Torah, but what you get from learning the Torah. But ani is the essence of the Torah. So now that he said what he said, so we still have to explain it a little bit better. That's what we mentioned at the beginning, that li is a possession. So it means as follows. If you learn Torah, you will acquire the following. This will happen to you. Ani means this is what you are learning. So ani chokma ubina is Torah is chokma, Torah is bina. Torah is not itself eitzah tushia gvura. What does it mean? So I think it means the following. The Gemara says Torah megina umatzila. The Torah has a special kayach to protect a person. In the protection of a person, you have to understand something. When a person learns Torah, he doesn't have to learn Mesilas Yesharim for this to happen. For what to happen? That suddenly he is embracing a certain kind of Havanas HaChayim and a Melchemes HaYetzer. I've mentioned many, many times that the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, when he speaks about how a person should avoid anything that arouses his desires and so on, So he mentions that if chas v'shalom a person is seized by these hergeshim, bal korcho almost, so what should he do? Yasiya daitu l'divrei Torah, sheheim ayeles ahovim v'yalas chein, the pasuk says, adecha yevucha, ba'avosa tishge tamid. Our good friend Sefer Mishlei. So what is the Rambam trying to say? I feel this very strongly that this is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that it's not because when you learn Torah, it's like you're going to forget about what it is that's pushing you, because Torah is going to preoccupy you. The pasuk says she is, Torah is, ayeles ahavim v'yalas chein, ba'ahavosa tishge tamid. What does that mean? That means that the proper learning of Torah makes you enamored with Torah to such an extent that she becomes your beloved. It's hard sometimes to talk about such lashonos because we're so parav about everything. But Torah is something that you embrace with every fiber of your being. It is a matter of a love affair. It's a love affair, Rabbi said. And when you have that feeling, it goes beyond the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It goes even beyond the simcha of enjoying the Torah, because you have an excitement when you discover something. It's much, much deeper. It's pashut, a person who learns Torah and feels that this is kiheim chayenu v'orech yameinu, has a hasaga that this is my other half. That's the truth. In fact, I always recommended to young, budding Talmidei Chachamim when they get married that they should convince their wives, and I don't mean fool their wives, I mean convince their wives of the truth. But they should talk to their wives and convince their wives about that truth and not take it for granted that they'll anticipate the truth on their own. What is that? So I said that the way to understand it is if a person would come home after a seder in the yeshiva and say, Sprinzer, you don't know what the two of us did today. We conquered a Rashba. What's the pshat? Because without you, I mean, this is the footnote. He doesn't have to say that. She'll understand that on her own. Without you, there's no learning going on. Without you, I go to work. Without you, I take care of the babies. Without you, and on and on and on. It's only because you're there that I can go to the Beis Medrash. And it's only because you're there in the way that you're there that I can continue learning for 20 years. And it's only because you're there the way you're there that all of our children have this hasaga, even though I'm not busy raising them yoimim v'layla. So we are in the Beis Medrash together. We are conquering the Rashba. Why is that so important? Because otherwise, every wife of a Ben Torah, who's a real Ben Torah, has a competition. There's a tzara in the house. You know what I mean by tzara, like the Gemara Maseches Yevamos uses the term. Another wife. Now you'll ask me, what kind of crazy idea is that? And what woman would ever think along those lines? Never mind. Because you see, you know, the Lahavdil Elef Alfei Hadolos. But I believe there's a phrase that a wife is a widow. A football widow. Okay. A football widow. What's the type of football widow? Is not very much alive? Terence is. When it comes to the ball game, when is it? Sunday, Monday, whenever it is, he's so involved in it and so glued to it that the roof could collapse on top of him and he wouldn't know. So she ceases to exist in his Dalai Lama's. It is that the wife is a widow. All right, it's not the kind of a widow that she has to wear black or sit shiva, but the fact of the matter is that, what is that phrase trying to tell you? Where does an idea come from? The Terence is because this person says, this is my priority, this is what I enjoy, this is what I want. And I'll tell you even more than that. And there's nothing, you should forgive me, that you can provide me that will match what I have right now. Because the ball game. So Mamela,
if you apply Lahabdil Elif Alfe Adolis and Kavachoyim Bembenoy Shal Kavachoyim Taira, a wife could feel Kivayocho that she is a Taira widow.
And then you have a Gemara that we learned Be'iyun not so long ago, not last February, that we speak about Achzori Al Be'Beisoy Ka'irev, like a raven. And the Gemara says, she says that there's no food in the house. So he says, there's no reeds in the pond? Then go take the reeds. So Vosfa and Enfidos, and we spoke about it at great length. This personality, though, and this Hashkafas Olam, and this relationship to Torah, is almost so exclusive and so all-embracing and so obliterating of anything else that a wife can feel that she's mamish all alone in the world. It's not just a matter of time that I never see you. So what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is number one, whenever you're around, you have to help. Whether she needs the help or not, that's not the Nukudah. If she needs the help, I've had to help. You know, there's a Maisa that happened, one of the yeshivas, a bocher comes, a younger man comes late to the Chavrusa, 10 minutes. So the Chavrusa was upset with him. He says, what is this? What are you doing here? You have no respect for the Torah. 10 minutes late. Sounds like a fantasy, right? but so the Chavrusa, so he says, well, I'll tell you what happened. I was mamish coming on time, I want you to know. But I pass by and I hear a baby crying, and I say, where's the mother? Where's the father? So there's nobody around. So I went in, and I rocked the baby to sleep, and then I came. So that's where I'm telling you. So, ooh, that's different. Chesed. So he says, what does it bother you if it's my baby?
but
I'm not talking about where you they need your help, even if they don't need your help. So I tell them why. Because they realize that it's not that being away, it's not that you want to avoid responsibilities, it's not that you don't want to share. It's simply Torah is the most important thing in the world. So when you come home from the 1 o'clock in the morning that you just finished your Seder, so you have to say, if the baby wakes up, even though I'm platzing from exhaustion, because Torah is hard work, if the baby wakes up, you sleep, I'll take care of the baby. Now that is Tzad Beit, but Tzad Aleph is, we conquered the Rajba. Uh-huh. And that's because Ayeles Ahovim V'yalas Chein Dadecha Yervucha. Now let's get back to Ani Chochma Bina and Li Gvura and Toshia. When it says that the Torah protects you and the Torah saves you, it means in two ways. We're talking now from the Yetzer Hara. I'm not talking from calamities and other things. I'm talking about from the Yetzer Hara. That's what the Pasuk is talking about according to the Gra. Eitzah Toshia is from the Yetzer Hara. The Pshat is the Ani, Chochma, and Bina leads to the Li Yetzer Gvura. But the Li Yetzer Gvura is up to you. That's what the Pasuk is telling me. In other words, that which is my essence is who I am. But what you get from that essence is what you make of it. And that's Li Eitzo Gvura. And Li Eitzo Vesushio Gvura. Because a person can approach the Torah in such a way that she becomes the Ayala Sahab and the Alas Chayim. And then the Ava of Torah obliterates the Yetzirah of the street. And that's a tremendous madrega. The Vilna Gaon said that don't bother. I'm not sure where this is, by the way, but I've heard it in the name of the Gra. Don't bother fighting the Yetzer Hara head on in the Yetzer Hara of Taiva, because it becomes wired into, that's what I understand, it becomes wired into who you are, and it's very hard to fight. It's a bad habit. It's like something that pulls on you. It's like drugs. And once a person is that way, to say no in that sense is almost impossible. So what is it? Think about Divrei Torah. Think about Divrei Torah. To reach the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva, who vomited when he found the beautiful Zayna confronting him, that is a Madregas, Madregas, Madregas. But a person says, you know, my beloved is the Torah, and I'm going to think about her. About her. It's interesting. Lashon Nekevah. I will think about her. That is Memela Masiya Daitoy Ledivrei Torah.
Shehi ayelis ahodin v'yalas chayin shenemar dadecha yivucha v'chulu ba'avosa tishge. Tishge means contemplate, preoccupy yourself. Ba'avosa tishge tomet.
And that's an amazing etzah which most people either are not aware of, or this is what happens. They try it out. They think they're trying it out. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So they say, etzes. It's li etzah, this is Shia. The Torah is not a back oven. One of the Gedolim from the Mir Yeshiva, he said the Torah is not an oven that bakes the dough into bread. In other words, you don't come into learning Torah and all of a sudden come out a perfect person. It's what you make from the learning of the Torah. And that's the Nakuda. That's the Nakuda. Li Eitzah is not Ani. So you can learn, you can have Chochmah, and you can have Bina. You can acquire the Chochmah and Bina. But unless that Torah becomes Ayelas Ahavim V'Yalas Chayim, you will not benefit from the Eitzah, Tushia, and Gvura which the Torah provides. That's why it says Li. And I think that that is the pshat, ultimately, even of the Gra here.
Let's go to the next pasuk. And we have, Bi malachim yimloichu b'roizim yichayku kutzedek, we already learned. Bi sarim yasayru nedivim kol shoiftei tzedek.
Next pasuk that I want to do with you is pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Ani ohavai ehov. U'mishacharai yimtza'unni, with two nuns, yimtza'unni. What is, and of course, who's talking again? Of course, the Torah. So, Ani ohavai ehov, I love those who love me. Ki hasitra achara l'oyhavim oysa u'mizdabkim bo hi soin oy. Shehi atzma mikatreges aleihem. U'kemoy shekosuv, the pasuk, of course, in Sefer Dvarim, v'loy sabaydes aleihem ki moike shulach. Sheheim atzmam yiyu l'moike shloch. Abol ani oyhavai ehov. The Torah is different. You see, it's very interesting what the Goyin says here is fascinating. Who's your biggest enemy?
The Yetzer Hara. The Satan, the Yetzer Hara. What does the Yetzer Hara try to do to you? He becomes your friend. And even as he's becoming your friend, he has total contempt for you. The myridic idea.
The Yetzer Hara snares you, traps you, and wants you in its clutches, and then condemns you for having succumbed. You piece of garnish that you are. That's an amazing idea. That's what he says, Loisavoides Aloyheyem ki moike shulach. The Getchkes themselves have contempt for you. Ke'ilu, kevayocho. So it's an amazing thing. And this, he says, the Torah is the opposite.
The Torah tries also to ensnare you. Doesn't always work. But when it catches you, it loves you deeply and with great flair. You know, the Torah says, if you love me, I will love you even more.
Ani oyhavai ehov. U'mishacharai, those who... What's shacharai come from? From shachar. The dawn means those who encounter me because they seek me out. They seek me out like the dawn that comes out of the darkness. U'mishacharai, those who come towards me, yimtzo'uni, I will not give them a difficult time. They will be able to find me. It's a very, very remarkable thing. Now, you know what Meshachra Yimtzuni really is saying? He says, we'll soon see what the Goyin says. But Meshachra Yimtzuni, you know what it means? It means Yogata Umatzasa. Meshachra,
I'm seeking the Torah. The Torah makes himself found, makes herself found.
Yogata doesn't guarantee anything. As I always said many, many times, Torah is infinite, and for the finite to expect the infinite is absurd.
So how come he gets at least a little that he gets? The Torah says because the Torah makes herself available. Shachara, if you'll seek me out, you will find me. But it's matzasa. It's not kinyan, it's matzasa. Because it can't be by your own bootstraps.
It's always the Chasdei Hashem that the Torah gives herself to you after you make the effort. Let's see what the Goyin says. Ki asitra achra nochamol yudzayin ani oyav ayohev ehov ki asitra achra lo oyavim oiso misdapkin bohi soinoi. The sitra achra hates the person that got enamored with her. It's amazing. He soinoi shehi atzma mikatreges aleihem, and then she goes to the Rebbeinu Shlom and says, look at these people. They're worshiping avodah zarah. They're doing chatoyim. They're involved in arayis. They've abandoned your Torah. Wait a minute. Whose side are you on? The Torah says the Yetzer Hara is on the Yetzer Hara's side. That's what the side is on. But she's not on your side. The Torah says, I am on your side all the way. That's what the Pasuk says by Avodah Zorah, Lo Yisavis Aleihem Ki Moikesh Hulach, Sheheim Atzmam Yu Moikesh Lach. They themselves become your enemy. Aval Ani Oyhav Ayohei Ehov Umshachrayim Tzulunni, Zoktogoyin Ki Asitra, Achra Hidobah She'ein Loi Shachar. V'chol Mishachar Rav Yo'idu V'yagidu She'ein Loi Shachar. Aval HaTorah Mishachrayim Tzulunni. It's an amazing thing. He says, why do you use the word shachar? Because shachar is the dawn that breaks the darkness. He says that chet never arrives at a moment of dawn. You can never have a moment of peace and tranquility. You can never see the emes. You are becoming fablunjit in the deepest darkness, in the blackest hole. And that is what the opposite mishacharai means, according to the Gra, that those who follow the Torah and immerse themselves in Torah, they are called Meshacharai because they are promised to see the dawn. That's what he says. When you have an expression, very interesting to grow.
Chazal say, Dova ze ein loy shachar. What does that mean? It has no morning. It means it has no meaning at all. Satish can cup and can fist, like we say in Yiddish. Ein loy shachar. It's an expression. Dova ze ein loy shachar. It makes no sense. What does shachar have to do with it? Because shachar breaks the darkness. When a person is in the dark, quotation marks, it means he doesn't understand. It means he can't make sense out of things. Shachar brings him into an understanding. It brings the light of awareness, the light of recognition, the light of understanding. Ein loy shachar means you remain in the dark. It's the moment before the shachar. So he says that's what mishacharai is. In the word mishacharai is a promise, says the Gra. And then he says another thing. V'kol mishachar of yo'idu v'yagidu she'ein loy shachar. Ultimately, everyone who chases after the sultan's enticements comes to admit that it brought him deeper and deeper into the darkness and left him with nothing. It's an amazing thing. And it's absolutely true. The frustration of a person, you know, the Pasuk says, Baboiker b'tseis hayayin. The morning when the wine wore off and the person is left with a hangover and he has nothing from yesterday's frivolity. And that is Ein Loy Shachar. He realizes that my attempt to find whatever it was that chased after whatever taiva there was led to empty, nothing, worthless consequences. There's nothing to show for it at all. I have nothing to show for it. That's Ein Loy Shachar. The Kol Mishachar of ultimately whoever tries to find Shachar in Chet, Yo'idu v'yagidu she'ein loy shachar. Aval ha-Torah mishacharai imtzu'unini. There is a shachar, and the Torah promises to avail herself to the person who tries to provide him with that shachar.